For Chasm Radio, I am Farm Director Joe Gill. It's your First District Association focus on the family behind the product during June Dairy Month. And we talked to Carlson Dairy near Pennock, Minnesota. Had a chance to meet Chad and Kendra Carlson, and Chad joined us and gave us some insight into the background on their family, their dairy farm family.
It's a family dairy. Our dairy was established in 1891 by my great-grandfather. There's three of us involved right now, so two generations. My dad's kind of the boss still. He's 80 years old, or will be 80 this fall. And it's my dad, my mom, Courtney and Louise Carlson, and myself, Chad and Kinder Carlson, and my younger brother Carl and his wife Kelly. Kinder and I have three boys that are 19, 16, and 13. And my brother has four kids, three boys and a girl. And they're 21, 19, 12, and 7.
Carlson Dairy has a 60-stall robotic, a rotary milking parlor. They have 1,800 dairy cows in their herd and just an outstanding facility, 1,500 tillable acres of corn and alfalfa. And Chad says, we really never saw this coming, to be a dairy farmer and a dairy farm family at this size.
Nobody would have envisioned this. Even we, both my brother and I went to the University of Minnesota, wrestled for the Gophers. Got animal science degrees from there, and I came home in 95, and my brother came home in 96, and we were milking in a 60-cow tie stall barn, and, you know, we were satisfied with that, but, you know, seeing some of the things that we've seen in college and stuff, we kind of figured that eventually we'd be in a freestall barn. By 2000, we'd already built and moved into a double 10 parallel parlor with 400 cows. And we kind of thought maybe that was as big as we'd ever get, or maybe we'd get to 800 if we doubled it, because we kind of set it up in an H figure, and we thought, well, maybe we can get 800 cows and milk them. But things change and technology changes and your family grows. And so you can kind of have a vision, but it doesn't always stay that way. So things have changed, and now we're milking 1,600 cows and got a robotic rotary carousel parlor. So it's kind of crazy how things have changed in, 19 years since we built this. Mm-hmm. And obviously my great-great-grandfather would really have thought that this was crazy. I think he started milking four cows when he moved here, so... It's crazy, but it's fun. So,
Chad Carlson at Carlson Dairy near Pennock and a member of First District Association. He says the kids have some plans to get involved as well. And he mentions that relationship with First District, and they were just fantastic to work with while they went through their years and expansion as well.
Yeah, they've been really good to work with. We haven't had any issues with them. We kind of talked to them ahead of time, you know, if we're going to do anything, or if we're any kind of expansion we're doing, or adding cows or anything like that. And they've always been really good to work with. We've never made huge jumps. It's always been, you know, 300, 400 cows at the most, and kind of just keep building from within. And they've been really good about that. So.
Chad also agrees it's important to be involved and be a member of a co-op.
Yeah, we've believed in that system for a long time. As long as I've been here, we've never sold milk to anybody else other than First District, and they've been good to us and never had issues with it. So it's nice to be part of that.
Chad Carlson, Carlson Dairy, our First District Farm family feature. And I did just kind of mention, too, to Chad, as they're a big wrestling family, I said, what's harder, running a robot or being on the mat and wrestling?
What's more nerve-wracking? Wrestling is more nerve-wracking. Whether you're yourself wrestling or watching your sons wrestle, I think watching your sons wrestle is way harder than yourself. And the robotic thing, yeah, you can pull your hair out sometimes, but there's always people around that'll make it work and make it tick. So I'd say wrestling is way worse.
The Carlsons also see it important to be vocal and visible for their industry, as they're hosting a big dairy day on their farm as well.
It kind of feels like it is a necessity. We want to try to educate the the community and show them, you know, where milk comes from and how well we take care of our cows and our land and how we recycle and use the nutrients to, you know, put back in the soil and grow the corn and feed the cows. And it's just kind of a never-ending cycle. But it's good to show people what we do, and we're proud of what we do. We love doing what we do. And there's no reason to not show that off and show people what's going on and where their food comes from. So we're excited to host the Dairy Days event this week. And anybody that's listening wants to come out. It's from 10 to 1 on Saturday, June 15th. So we'd love to see you out here, and hopefully it's a nice day.
Chad Carlson of Carlson Dairy near Pennock, a First District Association member, and they are our First District June Dairy Month focus family here on Chasm Radio. For Chasm Radio, I'm Farm Director Joe Gill.